Yo, what's up, everybody? You are now listening to From the East Side with Love. It's your boy Kosher, and I got Mr. BYOD himself. Jimmy V's in the building. What's good, Jimmy V?
Yes, it's your boy Jimmy V, a.k.a. Mr. BYOD. What's the word, Kosher? How you feeling, man? What's up?
I'm feeling blessed, bro. Just got that 1 year. We just got that 1 year for FTESWL, and I'm sharing it with you, bro, because, you know, we dare to motivate, bro. We turning negatives into positives, bro.
Yeah.
We out here trying to do the thing, bro. So, a big shout out to us. Big shout out to the fans that been rocking with us since day one when audio was trash. And it still may be a little bit trash to some people, but we getting better. You dig?
It getting better. That's right, man. That's all that count, man. Hey, major shout out to Kosher, JC from the East Side with Love, turn one. I remember when you first started this, brother, and just to see how far you guys have gone in only a year, it just speaks a lot, man. And I'm excited for the future and what has in store for From the East Side with Love, man, and of course with our BYOD collaboration as well every Thursday, man.
Most def, bro. Appreciate you collaborating with us. Appreciate you even, you know, looking out for us and recognizing the thing. Look, I know we've had plenty of athletes and a couple of celebrities come on in our first season. Probably didn't know what the hell From the East Side with Love is, but they're going to learn, and they're going to be happy that they were part of the first season. And just they're going to be like, oh, these guys? Oh, okay. And, you know, and it's cool. Even the thing is that when we go to these events, press conferences or awards or whatever it is, and we actually get to show our presence, and the people are like, oh yeah, I remember you, this and that, and it's just cool because now they're like, okay, so you are doing your thing. All right, I just thought this was some charity event. Nah, bro, we out here.
Nah, we over here putting in work.
Yes, sir, man. And you know, It's a big shout out to JC, man. I couldn't do it without him. I couldn't do it without the team. It's not just JC. It's a lot of people behind the scenes, bro, who are rocking with us and, you know, including you. So, again, it's a beautiful thing, bro. And you know, what we're just talking about off air, man, it's about staying consistent and being dedicated to your craft. You feel me?
That's right, man. You know, anybody out there listening now, if you ever wanted your own radio show, ever wanted your own TV show, anything like that, you know, just take advantage of the technology out now. Kosher here wanted his own radio show, so he started up his own podcast, and bam, that's the way it works out. BYOD one day is going to be a TV show, mark my words, and it starts with I started my own YouTube channel, Jimmy V, and you post content that relates to what you are talking about. So the hardest part is starting. After that, it will get easier and it's fun. Trust me.
Yes, sir. So I liken it to the website that we have, FTESWR.com.
Yep.
Basically, you see the progression. You see what it was from the beginning.
You see the growth.
Yeah, you see the evolution, and it's just going to keep growing, just like the brand, just like the company, just like us. And we're going to be on top, right? And, you know, we could always see your growth right on BYOD.com, right, bro? Be your own dad.
Oh, yeah, of course. And you can always see the growth as well on FTESWL.com. Make sure you guys check that out, and especially show love, because we are working over here.
Yo, we working. So, Jimmy V, man, money's about to change, bruh.
My egg. And we're talking good money, man. No more dubs out here. No more dubs.
No more dubs, man. We're talking about the Tubmans, bruh.
We talk about the Tubmans.
Tubmans, bruh.
Hey, man. So, hey, yo, imagine the conversations now. Hey, I bet the Lakers are going to win. Oh, yeah? Put a Tubman on it, bro. Put a Tubman on it.
Look, I just want to know which rapper's going to come out with that first line.
Ooh, that is a great question, because, you know, any day now, someone's going to.
A lot of people say Fabulous, bro.
Fab, hey, one thing about Fab is he does stay consistent with up-to-date content. Like, I know last week, Kobe dropped 60 points in his final game, and the day after, he dropped a song called Mamba, paying
homage.
Yep, thank you to his career. So I would not be surprised if Fab comes through talking about I got tub mids on deck.
All right. So USA, U.S. currency will be changing. People, Andrew Jackson wasn't the most, he wasn't a good guy like that. We found out a lot of stuff that happened back in the day. So, you know what? It's a new day now. We can't be glorifying people like that all the way. So we're going to put him on the back. We're going to put Harry Tubman on the front. We're going to live life, right?
There you go.
So I also found out that, yo, $10 bill's getting a little change, man. We're going to have a lot of women. A lot of women that's going to be on there that come related to the 19th Amendment.
Really?
Giving the women the right to vote. Yep. So, you know, we'll see a couple of, like, Lucretia Mott, Sojourner Truth, Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Caden Stanton, Alice Paul. That'll be on the back of the $10 bill. The $5 bill, we'll have Martin Luther King. Oh, Abraham's still going to be on there, but we'll have Martin Luther King, I Had a Dream speech on there. And we'll even also have an opera singer. And let me pull up her name real quick. I had just had it, and I don't know where I went. But while I'm looking for her name, I will ask you a little question, bro.
Yes, sir.
Oh, her name is Marian Anderson, and she was an opera singer who sang in 1939 at a concert, and it was at the Lincoln Memorial, the same place where Martin Luther King had the speech, I Had a Dream. So that will be on the back. So it's going to be cool. This is also going to help stop, you know, counterfeiting that's just rampant. But, bro, do you know what the most counterfeit bill is in the U.S. currency today?
My guess would be a $100 bill.
Yeah, that would be my guess, too. But it's actually the $10 bill. That's the most.
Red, what? What can you get with $10? who wants to make a copy of a ton? What, you need some Snickers or something? Come on, son. That's funny.
Well, the thing is that maybe that's what. Maybe that's why. It's low-key.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? That's actually interesting. And I actually have a funny story to share with the viewers, actually, brother man.
Okay, go ahead. Let the people know.
All right, guys. Back in my high school days, I don't want to say I was the smartest guy, but, you know, we all make some decisions with, and now is a time to look back and laugh, and actually I learned from this, but long story short, I was in a graphic arts class, and in this class, they teach you how to make shirts, you know, how to make different things, and they taught us how money was made. So, of course, me and my hood rat friends, we decided to make a few copies of $20 bills, and obviously, if you don't know, this is against the law, so learn from what I was doing. And what ended up happening was a few of the people that we ended up giving them to, they got caught using them, and it made not only the high school paper but also the city paper. It was called the counterfeit 20 scandal. So that was actually pretty funny. So moral of the story, don't copy money, it's illegal.
And do not be D'Angelo Russell, because I just think you snitched on yourself, bro.
Nah, man. I never was not a part of it. It was a story that was told through the grapevine.
I hear you. So, $10 bill, even though there are four times more $20 bills in circulation, it's that $10 bill that's the most counterfeited, people. So, that's pretty interesting stuff, bro.
Definitely is, man. And
what's good on your end, man?
Over on my end, of course.
BYOD side of things.
I am Mr. BYOD, Mr. Be Your Own Dad. And if it's your first time learning of this, Be Your Own Dad is all about turning your negatives into positives. You know, it's just using whatever that's going against you as motivation to continue to push forward. And today we did lose a music legend, the one and only Prince Rogers Nelson.
Let's give it a moment of silence real quick, Brent.
Yes, of course. All right. Yep. And, yep. You know,
calm, bro.
Prince, if you guys don't know of him, do your research. Like, he was not an ordinary person. This was a legend, you know. Born June 7th, 1958. This man did it all. Funk, rock, R&B, hip-hop, disco, jazz, pop. I mean, he... It's actually said he knew how to play over 19 instruments, bro. Like, I'm slacking on my pimping because I don't even know how to play one. So this, so it's just amazing how dedicated this man was to the music world. But he was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which I've got a few friends over there, and they tell me all the time that the opportunities out there are very rare. You know, you gotta find them. They don't just come to you. You gotta work for it. And, you know, Prince just showed that no matter where you come from, you can just make it in whatever you are doing. So if you don't know about this man, he's got some songs that will never go out. Example, Why You Want to Treat Me So Bad off of his album Prince that actually went platinum. Another one, I Want to Be Your Lover. I mean, this man has so many songs that the next week you will hear nothing but Prince on the radio. I tell you that now. especially on TV2, I'm sure they'll be doing many stories on them, and it's just a sad day that we did lose a legend, but heaven did gain a angel today.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Once again, you know, a big shout out to the one and only Prince, who sold over 100 million records worldwide. He won 7 Grammys, a Golden Globe Award, as well as an Academy Award. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, and he was ranked number 27 on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. So, you know, once again, big shout out to Prince. You will definitely be missed.
Yeah, his life was cut short at 57 years old. As far as we know, there was reports that he had a flu. They found him in the elevator, and he passed away in the elevator at Paisley Park, is where he has other residences, but this one was his main residence. And basically, what Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch with Michael Jackson, this is what Paisley Park is what it meant to Prince. That was Prince's spot. And they said that you would know he was there because there was a prism that was shined purple. And basically, it's a sad day, man. It's a sad day for music lovers because everybody was influenced by Prince. And it's an unfortunate situation that, you know, he passed at the time he did, bro.
Yeah, man, exactly. I did want to share a few names that he was known as. The Purple One, the artist formerly known as Prince, Alexander Nevermind, Jamie Starr. I mean, when you can go by as many different names as this man was gone by, you know you are the shit.
we can't forget Purple Rain, bro.
Oh, of course not. Classic.
Yeah. Classic. So I got a funny story.
Yeah.
Let's bring it up. So we all know who Carlos Boozer is, NBA player, former NBA player. And so turns out that Prince wanted to rent Carlos Boozer's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Carlos Boozer wasn't into that. I guess he just wanted to sell it. But it turns out Prince is going to pay him $70,000 a month.
Woo.
So Carlos Boozer was like, oh, man, okay, whatever. All right, for sure, go ahead, little man. So about 8 or so months later or something like that, Carlos Boozer gets his house back, and it's like purple carpet, purple walls, this and that, and Carlos Boozer is hot. So he's like, yo, I'm gonna need to rough this guy up, all right? And Dave Chappelle should have did a skit on this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so literally he goes to Prince to try to throw hands because he's like, what the hell are you doing in my house? And Prince gives this man a cool $1 million and says, hope this will suffice in changing everything back to where it was. And Carlos Boozer has been Prince's man the whole time, bro, ever since.
Wow. So he just threw him $1 million just like here. Cool.
So if you just throwing people $1 million, man, we know Prince is stacking.
Oh, man. My man had paper up to the rooftop. I mean,
yes,
that's
sir.
Crazy.
Yes, sir, man. So
I thought you bringing up the Dave Chappelle skits and about Prince. You know, Dave Chappelle has a great sense of humor, of course. So he was able to share Prince's stories through the way he best can. But the way he represented Prince in his skits, even though it was funny, it just showed how different of a person he was and how comfortable he was being the person that he is, and the world accepted him no matter what shape or way or form he came. So anybody out there, make sure you're comfortable with who you are. Forget what the naysayers say. Just be you and be great.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, my positive stuff over here. You feel me, Kosher?
You need to be. We all need to be, bruh.
Of course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, bruh. So, I mean, this is a beautiful time, bruh.
Yeah, man. Definitely is. And I would definitely want to shout out to all the viewers out there. Thanks for tuning in on our show this week. Of course, you can check out the rest of Season 1 on FTESWL.com. Oh, and I got some great news I'd love to share with everybody, man.
Man, go ahead.
So,
go
I don't ahead. Know. Actually, Cole.
Maybe
I told you yet. But, as I'm out here in Los Angeles, I'm pursuing my hosting career. You know, I've actually dabbled some into the acting world, and I've actually got a play that I've been casted in coming up.
Oh, there you go, bro. You better make your way on Broadway.
I'm finna do my thing real quick. So the play is called Confessions of a HOE, which is it's pretty interesting. The storyline, which it's amazing how everything works out, bro, because obviously, I'm all about turning your negatives into a positive. That's the BYOD way. And this play is about a stripper who wants to share her story with other girls so they don't go through what they do. So she decides to be a motivational speaker, and the play just shows everything that she goes through. And I've been lucky enough.
Hope you're not casted as D'Angelo Russell, bro.
Nah, never that. I've been lucky to be casted as one of the guys in the play. So
about to get it in.
So, matter of fact, my character's name is Guy One. So
there you go. We gotta start somewhere.
Right, exactly. So I'm just excited for it. If anybody's in the Los Angeles area by any chance, reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, @BeYourOwnDad if you would like more information on it. Show dates are May 13th through May 15th and May 20th through May 22nd.
There we go. Congrats, bro. Congrats. Everybody, you know where you can... YourOwnDad.com.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you can find the FTES on FTESWR.com. Everybody stay blessed, stay positive. We out.
We out.